SBS Radio.
On Australia Day 2019, on the 26th of January this year, we have an amazing, I would say, achievement by members of the Jewish community of Australia. 39 members of the Jewish community of Australia are recipients of the Australia Day honors. We are speaking about the Companion of the Order of Australia, Pauline Gendel, received the award. We have Rhonda Galbally, also a recipient, and you have some major recipients of the Officer of the Order of Australia. We have some AMs, and we have OAMs, and I think that we needed to have in the studio someone who symbolizes really volunteerism, someone who is really giving for years, for over three decades, private time. No more private time. Private time becomes a dedication for the Jewish people, for the community, and for sure for the state of Israel, the central, I would say, focal point of Jewish life worldwide. Of course, the headquarter of the Jewish people, Jerusalem, where the United Israel Appeal of Israel, the United Israel Appeal, fundraising arm for the Jewish Agency for Israel is situated in Jerusalem. And I invited today someone very special to me because we worked together for some years. Someone was in a way was responsible for me to come to Australia. Julian Lewis Black, originally a London-born who moved to Australia in his early 20s and met his wife, Rosie, who was for sure a partner to his unbelievable level of volunteerism. And I welcome to the studio Julian Black.
Hi, Eitan. How are you?
Thank you so much.
First of all, I want to congratulate you because amongst the 17 people who received the Order of Australia Medal, of which I am very proud to be one, there was another fellow born in Israel, named Eitan Drori. So congratulations, mazel tov, kol hakavod, Eitan.
Thank you, Julian. I'm humbled and honored. And that's something that, of course, symbolizes our friendship and partnership for so many years, is really giving to others and love others. And I would like to ask you, what does it mean to you to be a recipient of such an amazing honor?
Well, for me, it's the main thing is it's wonderful to be recognized, the recognition of many years of communal effort, both at Bialik College and at the United Israel Appeal. I've been involved with both for over 30 years, as you've said, mostly as a treasurer. And guess what? As the treasurer, you're a backroom boy. So you don't often get the recognition that maybe you deserve, but I've been very lucky. And I guess I have had many occasions, both in Israel last year when I received the Yakir Award, and this year in Australia, I am so thrilled to receive the order, the OAM, that it's wonderful recognition for me, for the organisations I've worked for my family who've helped me, my wife Rosie, who's stood behind me and put up with many hours of absences and committee meetings, and my kids, Shana, Adam and Jonathan, have also missed me when they were growing up.
You know, one of the main, I would say, remark that you put now, of course, is the those who are really giving everything, but they're behind the scene and not getting the recognition that they really deserve. And you have so many of them, so many thousands of Australians who are, walking. I remember the march around the Sydney Olympic Stadium in 2000 when you saw the thousands of volunteers coming into the stadium. Was really moving. The level of volunteerism in Australia is really immense when you compare it with other countries. People would like to give their time to support the others. And one thing that I would be very happy to hear from you is not only your Zionistic background, but the fact that you choose to support education and you join as a deputy treasurer at Bialy College at the early, at the late 80s, and then later on you become for 7 years person in charge of, in fact, how could I say it, diverting funds to the right place, being the responsibility to develop a school with such an amazing impact today on the Jewish community.
Well, I guess I was lucky. I was in the right place at the right time. My children were going to Bialik College, and I was approached at a sports day by a couple of guys, Harry Liu and Nathan Cooper-Holtz, who said, "We are looking for an assistant treasurer. You're an accountant. That's what I do professionally. And I run my own practice." And they said, "The previous treasurer, Michael Priester, is stepping down, and we're looking for someone to step up." So that was in the years 85 to 87, when the school nearly closed. Bialik College was running out of students, running out of money, hadn't done any fundraising for a while, and I was lucky to be treasurer at a time with an outstanding council that raised the money to keep the school going and later had the vision to take it to being a secondary school, because we're talking 1985-86, there was no secondary school. It was just a primary school which was going to fold and merge with Mount Scopus.
I see the early learning centre is amazing. You know, you have Mount Scopus College, Memorial College, with amazing education, together with Bialik, always leading not only Jewish schools, but also education in Victoria. Always being on the top echelon of results every year during the VCE's exams. And thing that I wanted to speak with you about your personal motivation to agree, of course, to support your kids when they were at school, but then you go into United Israel Appeal in 1998, and why United Israel Appeal, for example, and not the Jewish National Fund? Because you saw, and I know you, you wanted to be involved with people.
Well, I think I was reflecting on this just yesterday. And in fact, from about 1979 onwards, I was canvassing, going out door-to-door canvassing for the United Israel Appeal. I've always been impressed with Zionism, thought it was incredibly important, coming from an English background where there's plenty of anti-Semitism when I was growing up. Wasn't hard to be called a bloody Jew back then, happened every day at school. So it was always important for me, for my children to have a Jewish education, for them to be proud of their Jewishness, and also to be comfortable with the idea of the Jewish state and the state of Israel. And so that was always really important, and that's where my practical Zionism came from. And then when, as happened to me, somebody else said, "Oh, you're doing less at Bialik. We need a state treasurer." Suddenly, I yes. stepped up, and I've got to say I've loved the experience. It's been terrific.
Yes, you know, when I used to sit with you in meetings, and you're always there to listen. I think that we don't have many, many good listeners. It's something known. But then from time to time, you have someone who comes with sharp remark that changes the thinking process, and then you go to somewhere else. And in fact, you were a part of the approach to the slow change of giving culture and mentality. And the volunteers are so important there because they put the influence on friends and people they work with or people they know for many, many years. And I see now, and I think that this is in the last few minutes that we have together, is I see now again a major campaign for the United Israel Appeal is coming up. And I see events with the major speakers from worldwide. We have David Cameron, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, between 10 and 16. And then we have a captain, a former IDF captain, who is wounded. The versatility of people coming. We have even a founder of the American Islamic Forum of Democracy, and we have an Ethiopian-born lady from Israel who are all either a success story of the United Israel appealing investment of people here living in Australia or representing good cause. And I see that from year to year, you change, you versatile your activities. Can you elaborate on that before now the coming up events that we have?
Well, I think it's extremely important to have major draw cards for the community to listen to empathize with and to present a pro-Israel message, really, because if you look in the wider community, there are plenty of anti-Israel messages. There's plenty of BDS and other things. And I think all of this stuff just arms us with the knowledge of the Israeli society, how democratic it is, how inclusive it is. So if we have a Muslim speaker at a major event, that's, you know, showing how diverse the society is and how successful. And that's what we want to promote, the success of the society and the importance.
I think that by saying that you need those who really see the good things about Israel and the draw cards that are really motivating our members, I always remember the Honorary Julie Bishop, member, former Minister of Foreign Affairs of Australia, going to Israel, speaking always highly about Israel, taking care of Israel image in Australia, and his lineup of speakers from Israel, from an Islamic background, and also from Australia, and then, of course, former Prime Minister of UK, David Cameron. You have a very promising, and please follow the Jewish news and other advertisements and join an event that I understand now from the president of United Israel Appeal of Victoria. We are talking already about 1,400 people registering for the event, which is really impressing. And here, before we go into the last part of the program, I would like to thank Julian Lewis Black, the recipient of the Order of Australia Medal, one of 39 recipients from the Jewish community here in all cities along the fifth continent. I would like to say thank you so much, Julian, for joining me in the studio, and I wish you success. And I'm proud as a member of the Jewish community to see the recognition by Australia to what we are dedicating for our own community. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Eitan.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.